And what you need to do is to honor that, to understand it, to unearth it, to listen to this other voice. All right, I'm losing this now, because otherwise it's coming off in a dramatic fashion at the wrong time. I know, I worked on this hair for a long time, so I had to bust it out. You have, which is a rare thing, the ability and the responsibility to listen to the dissent in yourself, to at least give it the floor, okay? Because it is the key, not only to consciousness, but to real growth. To accept duality is to earn identity. And identity is something that you are constantly earning. It is not just who you are. It is a process that you must be active in, and it's not parroting your parents or even the thoughts of your learned teachers. It is now more than ever about understanding yourself so you can become yourself. And I talk about this contradiction and this tension. There's two things I want to say about it. One, it never goes away. And if you think that achieving something, if you think that solving something, if you think a career or a relationship will quiet that voice, it will not. If you think that happiness means total peace, you will never be happy. Peace comes from the acceptance of the part of you that can never be at peace.